This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Caruana Katimu. Caruana, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for inviting me.
Caruana, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Digital asset management came into my life actually as an offshoot of enterprise content management. Mm-hmm. So I'm an enterprise content certified practitioner, and I've spent about 20 years in the business doing different sorts of custom apps and helping organizations find their information. And so as I moved into the video world and live events and doing web production and print, digital asset management was a logical offshoot of all of my history.
Excellent. And why does a footwear company use digital asset management?
Well, Skechers USA, which is a global footwear company, needs digital asset management because we produce literally thousands of product images. Mm-hmm. We have commercials. We have archive clips of conferences and events. Mm-hmm. And a lot of content that we use to tell the story of our company at different times during the year. Mm-hmm. So being able to locate that information, put it together to create new content, and keep people getting to the information efficiently is really important to us.
Sounds like it. Caruana, is it about the technology or the strategy when it comes to digital asset management?
You know that's my favorite subject. I know that's why you asked me that question. I really feel like it is about the strategy. Every day I get about 50 vendor voicemails on mm-hmm. my line at work, and they're mm-hmm. all telling me about how they can increase my revenue or give me this wonderful piece of technology that I desperately need for my customer experience. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I'm in charge of knowing what the business's needs actually are. Mm-hmm. And I think that for anybody in the DAM community, it's very important for us to be able to separate what are true services and features that we need to deliver to the enterprise mm-hmm. and what is the fluff. Right? Mm-hmm. And nobody can define that. A vendor can't define that for you. You know, a consultant can help you, a research agency can help you, but the vendors themselves have their own agenda. And mm-hmm. so it's very important that you plug those very worthwhile vendors into your overreaching strategy. For a company like Skechers, for instance, because we don't have a monetization model necessarily, we're mm-hmm. not a broadcast network. Mm-hmm. So consequently, the information and the services I'm trying to deliver are different than if I was A&E or HBO or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that we have to know our own business, devise our strategy based on the needs of business and the evolution of our business, mm-hmm. and partner with people out there in the partner ecosystem that understand those needs as we articulate them. And I think in that, it really gives us a good foundation on which to continue to build, mm-hmm. because it's never done. The work is never done. There's always more to do. There's always more services I can deliver, and the technology is evolving. If you take a look at what's happened recently over the last few years with social and how that's changed marketing operations and the need for assets and what have you, we can anticipate that more of that is coming. Mm-hmm. So knowing our strategy is a really good thing.
And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, if you are an existing DAM professional, keep the faith. We're moving. Keep the faith. Don't lose your enthusiasm. This is an iterative process, and we just have to keep moving forward, because as more user-generated content and corporate-generated content, social-generated content comes to us, it's going to become very important for us to build really well-thought-out systems. So if you're already here, then stay, because the people who are coming are going to need our experience, strength, and hope as we move forward. And I think that if you're interested in getting into digital asset management, you have to think about what you are really passionate about. Mm-hmm. Is it the technology side in terms of the, for instance, database architecture or technological implementations? Mm-hmm. Is it the strategy side mm-hmm. in terms of how digital asset management affects business and can be used by business? Mm-hmm. Or is it the marketing and creative side or licensing in the sense of the monetization and reuse and repurpose mm-hmm. of creative content? So I think it's really important to know where you fall within the different layers of DAM.
Sure.
And then develop your expertise mm-hmm. as you move forward. So it's a great segment to be in. It's growing by leaps and bounds. There's a tremendous amount of exciting content and vendors out there doing unique things, mm-hmm. and it's a real great time to be involved in DAM.
Great. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me, and we'll see you later.
Great. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is also available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.